AM 1240 and 95.3 FM WJON. My guest today is Dave Masters, longtime city council person for the city of St. Cloud. All right, Dave, so you bounced around a lot of different jobs. Were you involved in any kind of athletics or extracurricular activities through school?
I did do tennis for a while. I enjoyed that. And then I did some swimming. I kind of got into maybe about 10th, 11th or 12th grade, I kind of got into working, and I wanted to get a car. And I bought, like when I was 16, I bought an Opel Manta kind of thing, which was a little car. And I really, and so anyway, so I worked to raise some more money to do that. And then I wanted to travel. And when I got out of high school, I drove out to, my sister was living in San Diego, so I drove out West Coast and down. And there was just maps at that time, no GPS or anything. But yeah, so different adventures.
So you were exploring at that point. Right. So when you finished high school, did you know what you wanted to do next?
You know, my dad wanted me to go into plumbing, and I did work with him for a while, and I considered that, but then I thought I wanted to kind of get a college degree, get a bachelor's, you know, take a little more time. St. Cloud State's right over here. So I decided to go to college, and then once I got into it, I kind of liked the college atmosphere and the classes and just broadened my knowledge and, you know, humanities and so forth, and then decided to try teaching, and the tech ed program is what I got into. It was called Industrial Arts at that time, and so... Yeah, I've always enjoyed it. I mean, I like working on projects, all that kind of thing.
So. Doing things with your hands.
Right.
So did you live on campus at St. Cloud State when you were there?
I lived in a house with 13 guys. It was like $80 a month, and we had to share a room, and one guy would bring his motorcycle into the living room, change the oil and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, it's been since tore down. It was one of the ones where there's an apartment building sitting on it now. We're on 8th Avenue, so...
Did you graduate from St. Cloud State?
I did, yeah.
Okay, with a teaching degree?
Yeah, bachelor's, and then I got a master's at Bemidji, and then a specialist at U of M.
Okay, so you decided to do some more education beyond your bachelor's degree here.
Yeah, I mean, when you're in teaching, it's kind of a system that you're going to probably go through, you know, for advancement and so forth, and you learn more, too. So I got special ed teaching certificates and administrative certificate for special ed director, special ed things. So
okay. Yeah. So at what year did you graduate from St. Cloud State?
78.
In 78. Yeah. And then you went on to the other education opportunities right after that?
I've had a teaching job every year since I've left college. So I got a job up in, I took the first job that was offered to me because it was Hendrum Perley, 30 miles north of Moorhead, and I had to teach tech ed, teach some phi ed, and which I didn't have a certificate in, but anyways, and then I would have to drive the school bus, go pick up kids in the morning and take them home. And then after school, I had to coach JV football and then be kind of concessions for basketball and then track in the spring. So all that for $9,900.
That was the job. It sounds like a variety job.
It was a lot.
How big was this community?
It was a small town, you know, but it kind of gave me, and actually Dr. Cavanna was there, and he later became the director of organization here in town, but very kind, and it was a nice place, but it was a lot of work. And at the end of the first year, I thought, you know, I'd rather do something else. So I applied to be a graduate assistant at St. Cloud State, and then I did get it, but went out to San Diego. Paul Kinney called me from Apollo, said, hey, are you interested in a tech ed job at Apollo? And so then I flew back and did that.
Before you get into coming back here, so you went to San Diego. How long were you there?
I got out of school, you know, probably end of May, first part of June, and I stayed out there for a while with my sister, went out to the beach and drove around, explored and everything. And then they called me about in the beginning of August. And then I was going to stay later and I go to start at St. Cloud State, but I took a plane early back and interviewed and I got it. And that was a nice match. So then I turned down the graduate assistant.
Okay. So you never did end up doing the graduate assistant at St. Cloud State.
No.
You just went on to Apollo. And this was the type of job you wanted, right?
Right.
Oh, was it called industrial arts at that time?
It was. Yeah. Industrial arts. And I taught photography, small engines, and I think general auto kind of thing.
Okay. And that was something you were all trained in.
Yeah.
Did you do that kind of stuff on the side too? I mean, for fun?
You know, I always enjoyed it. I did take the auto class when I was in high school. And then when you're in college, you take an auto program as well. And, you know, you learn some of those things. But it's a learning experience for me too. You're always growing. And that's the part that I like is that, you know, I may know certain things, but you build a repertoire over time when you're teaching. And then you learn new skills And that's the part that I like about teaching is you're always learning.
Right. And it changes.
Yeah.
I suppose, especially in that, I mean, we're talking about technology and that definitely has changed over the years.
Definitely. I remember the black and white dark room with the chemicals and all that kind of stuff. Now it's digital, you know, no chemical processing, none of that stuff. So, yeah,
quite different. So a lot of times industrial arts was called shop.
Right.
So teaching shop class. Mm-hmm. And you started doing that at Apollo at what year?
79.
79, 80. So you started that school year in 79, 80.
Yeah.
How long were you there?
Just 1 year. And then you get, you know, teaching, there was kind of some cuts going on and I was low seniority and I got bumped. And so then I applied again and I got a job at the Bemidji Vocational School. And I taught in the carpentry program up there for basically 1 year. And then I also went to school at Bemidji State and finished my master's up there. So I bought a cabin on Cass Lake. And I thought, oh, you know what? I'm going to live in this cabin. And why would I pay rent? I can live in this cabin right on the lake shore. And then I realized everybody moves out. I'm the only one left on that part, that kind of thing. And there's no phone and there's no communication. The winter sets in and you think you have a stack of wood and you're not enough, you know, that kind of thing. And so you walk waist deep down to the cabin each night. And so it was quite an experience.
How old were you at that time?
I was, 24 years old.
24 years old.
Yeah.
And you'd kind of bounced around. You've had a couple of different teaching jobs and this was your third one.
Yeah.
And this time teaching, you know, at the college level.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's get a breakdown. We're talking to Dave Masters. He's a longtime city councilman for the city of St. Cloud. It's our My Life series. More to come in just a moment.